It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Councilman Joe Christman and the new fire chief for Price City, Dave Johnson. We're going to talk with Joe about the fire department for a moment, and then we're going to turn things over to Chief Johnson and talk all about the things that are going on down there. Joe and Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave, for having us. It's definitely a pleasure to come meet with you and discuss our fire department.
So we're going to start with you, and then we're going to have you introduce Dave here in just a moment. Let's talk about the fire department for just a moment and really the need for a new chief.
So that need came to our attention early on in the process with Chief Peterson's illness. So we knew, just like anything in life, inevitably we'd have a change, and so we prepare for that. The exciting thing about it is we were able to maintain that continuity of our fire department. There's a lot of city services that are provided that you can call and be placed on a list, or we'll get to you, or we're worried about a budget. But the thing about a fire department is when you call, they will come. And that's the continuity of service is the one thing that was relatively easy for us to maintain that. With Chief Johnson stepping in from internally from the department, he's known by the other firefighters. He's been a firefighter there. He'll tell you how many years. And the good thing for us was that it was an easy transition. And I actually saw that happen yesterday. I was coming from Helper, and there was a call at the Blue Cut. And I noticed the first fire unit that I passed on the Carmel Road was the Barbie car with Chief Johnson. And I'm sure he's going to point out how he beat the fire truck there. And so that was always an ongoing thing with Chief Peterson. Was he didn't know, you know, even though he's a hometown boy, he didn't know the area quite well, and that was his biggest fear, that the fire apparatus would beat him. And so Dave is, you know, upholding that. He was first in before his truck got there. The other thing about it, I just want to say before I introduce Dave, is he has the full faith and confidence of the mayor and the council, and he's already proven that in the 2 short months that he's been there. So that being said, just happy to introduce Chief Johnson.
Chief Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Dave.
So let's get to know Chief Dave Johnson just a little bit better. As Joe said, you're from here, born and raised here?
Born and raised.
All right. So let's get to know Chief Johnson a little bit.
So I was born just a couple blocks from this radio station here in Carmville. Been here all my life. Started at the fire department about 2018. Just been in love with it since. I'm just happy to be here and glad for the opportunity to be able to serve my community.
And when this came available, was it like not even a question? Did you have to think about it at all? Or is it one of these things that, you know, takes a little bit of a thought process and this is may happen, or this is what may happen? Or were you just ready for it when it came upon you?
So I became deputy chief with Fitz, so I was able to learn from him and use him as a mentor. And when the opportunity came about, it was no question.
You were ready for it?
I was.
All right. So you've had a couple of months now, nothing really out of the ordinary yet that you've had to go on calls or anything like that. We thought we weren't going to get you this morning because you got called out on one, but no.
Definitely have calls all the time, but yeah. Just regular business. It seems like every day is a little bit different.
All right. So let's talk for a moment about, are there any, you know, changes or moves that you're going to make within the department or that you've already made since you've taken over?
So we was able to get 2 deputy chiefs that will help with the volunteer status of them. They're able to take some of the workload off of just one deputy chief if I'm out of town or in trainings or meetings or any of that. With the help of the AOG and the Price City Council, we was able to actually get some brand new SCBAs that just came in. We're actually training on them as we speak. Hopefully, we'll be on the truck in the next week or two.
And this is equipment that's going to help you when you're out in the field. Of course, obviously, I would assume to help you go into just about any situation as far as helping the firefighters breathe and being able to attack a fire maybe in a different way.
Yeah, SCBAs are self-contained breathing apparatuses. Basically allows us to be in hazardous conditions for sure.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Price City Fire Chief, new Price City Fire Chief, Dave Johnson, and we spoke with Joe Chrisman, Price City Council member, all about the new changes at the top there at the fire department. They've got you taken care of when it comes to situations like that. And, of course, Chief, we'll have you back in. We'll talk 4th of July. We'll talk about the 24th of July and fireworks and all that stuff as soon as it gets closer, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, all right. Steve. Chief and Council Member Joe Chrisman, thank you once again for coming in today. We appreciate the time. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.